Jai Radha Madhava Jaya Kunjabi Hari Jaya Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Jaya Gopi Jana Balaba Jaya Griva Radhari Jaya Griva Radhari Jaya Gopi Jaya Gopi Jana Balaba Jaya Griva Radhari Jaya Griva Radhari Jaya Gopi Jana Jaya Yasoda Nandana Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana Jaya Yasoda Jaya Yasoda Nandana Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana Jaya Jaya Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Yamuna Jaya Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Yamuna Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Sleeping Jaya Gopi Jana Balaba Jaya Giri Baradari Jaya Giri Baradari Jaya Jaya Gopi Jana Balabha, Jaya Giribara Dhari, Jaya Giribara Dhari, Jaya Gopi. Jaya Yasodhanandana, Jaya Brajajanaranjana, Jaya Brajajanaranjana, Jaya Yasodhana. Jaya Yamuna Tirabhanachari, Jaya Kunjabi Ari, Jaya Yamuna Tirabhanachari. Jaya Yamuna Tirabhanachari, Jaya Kunjabi Hari, Jaya Yamuna Tirabhanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunjabi Hari, Jaya. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama 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 Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Nita go Haribo, 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 Nita go Haribo. Nitai Gopi Menande, Granthurashma Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktavinda ki, Hare Krishna. Narayana Namaskritya, below, Narachaiva Narottaman, Devam Sarasatim Vyasam, Tato Jaya Mudiraye, Nasta Prayesu Abhadresu Nitam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamas Loki Bhakti Bhavati Nastiki Vedi Ramani Chaiva Purane Bharati Tata Adho Adhyam Chamadhe Chahari Sabata Kiyati Mokam Karuti Vachalam Pangu Langarati Grihi Yakripataham Vande Sri Guru Dinatari Ne Paramananda Madhava Dhamma Pajito Katavota Paramoni Masram Satan Vedan Vastavam Atavastu Shivadun Tabatayo Molanan Sima Bhagavate Mahamuni Kindeki Vaipara Ishwara Sadurudi Avariti Takitabitakshanan Yasavaya Shramanayan Krishna Paramapurusha Bhakti Uttapade Punsa Sukamoha Bayapaha Aganatimundasa Ganangana Salakaya Taksumita Yenatasmasi Gurube Nama Namamo Vishnupadaya Krishna Vishtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tanamini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gurabhani Pracharine Nibise Sasunya Vadi Pasicha Dishitarine Vanchaka Bhatarubhyas Chakripa Sundra Bhivacha Patita nam pavana vibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo nama. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Sri Advaita Gadahara Sivashari Gaura Bhaktarvinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So I thank everyone for the Srimad Bhagavatam class, lectures. It's cold morning, very cold. It's about 35 degrees, which is 3 degrees centigrade. But it's good. During Lord Krishna's time, there was also winter. But of course, normally during Krishna's presence, all the weathers, six of them, they are all present at the same time. At the same time, they are present. So even though winter is there, there's also the summer, there's the autumn, there's the spring. So all the weathers, they are there simultaneously, giving Krishna pleasure. So today, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So reading the 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 29, Krishna's and the gopis meet. They meet for rasa dance. So today is text number 25. So Krishna is instructing the gopis, apparently. Okay, Dusilo Dubago Vrido Jado Rogi Adano Piba Pati Sribina Antavio Lokepsho Biapataki Dusilo dubago brido Jado rogi adano piva Pati sribina hatavyo Lokepsho biapataki Dusilo dubago brido Jado rogi adano piva Pati sribina hatavyo Lokepsho biapataki Mothers, Chadarogyadanopiva, Patibistribihatabio, do sila of bad character, do bagaha unfortunate, vriddha old, jadha retarded, rogi sickly, hardhana poor, apiva even pati the husband. Stribi, by woman, Nahatavya, should not be rejected. Loka, a good destination in the next life. If should be, who desire, Apataki, if he is not falling. Translation and purport. By Srila Prabhupada disciples. Women who desire a good destination in the next life should never abandon a husband who has not fallen from his religious standards, even if he is obnoxious, unfortunate, old, unintelligent, sickly or poor. Purport. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur quotes a similar statement from Smriti Sastra. Patim tu apatitam bhajet. One should serve a master who is not falling. Sometimes the foolish arguments is given that even if the husband falls down from spiritual principles, his wife should continue to follow him since he is a guru. In fact, since Krishna consciousness cannot be subordinated to any other religious principle, a guru who engages his follower in materialistic sinful activities loses his status as a guru. Srila Prabhupada stated that the system of monarchy collapsed in Europe because the monarchs abused and exploited their position. Similarly, in the Western world, men have abused and exploited women, and now there is a popular movement in which women reject the authority of their husbands. Ideally, men should be staunch in spiritual life and give pure, sincere guidance to the women under their care. The gopis, of course, being on the highest platform of spiritual perfection, were transcendental to all positive and negative religious considerations. In other words, they were the eternal lovers of the absolute truth. Dushilo dibago brito, jadarogi adanopiva, patis tribina atavyo, lokapshu di apataki. So this Lord Krishna is continue giving his instructions to the gopis. Even though he called the gopis to the forest, He plays his flute, and all the gopis, they hear the flute, and then they run to the forest to meet him. They hear he's telling them how they should go home, and especially coming from very highly situated society, a respectable woman should not be going to the forest in the middle of the night to meet another person. So Krishna is giving this valuable instructions to the gopis. And of course, as we're going to discuss in the over the course of this class, there is a different intention of this argument, this instruction. So basically here now, Krishna is telling the gopis that a woman should not abandon the husband, especially if a woman wants to attain the higher destination. He said, Dushila, Dubago, Vrido, Jado, Rogi, I don't know, that if a man is, even though he may have a bad character, he may be unfortunate, Dubago. Vrido means he may be very, very old. Jada means he may be retarded. Rogi, which means maybe sickly, or adhano. There's dana and then there's adhana. Dana means wealth, and adhana means poor, poverty. So even though it may be poverty stricken, then still a woman should never abandon or reject such a husband. So Krishna said, na hatavya. Natavya means should not abandon such a husband. Actually, there is one particular story. There was a lady who was married to a leper. She was married to a leper, but she was very, very much devoted to her husband. And this poverty stricken, no money, no nothing. So one time, this leper, he noticed that there is a prostitute across the street from where their dwelling is, their houses. So he desired to enjoy this prostitute. He desired to enjoy her. He had this so much desire to be with the prostitute, but he has no money. He's a poor man. He's poor, leper, disease. But still, he wants to enjoy the prostitute. So the wife, she knows that her husband is having this keen desire to enjoy with the prostitute. So she said, okay, I must fulfill this desire of my husband. So she went to the prostitute. She went to her house. Now when she went to her house, she asked her that she want to serve her. She want to render service unto her. So the prostitute accepted. You know, this is a high class prostitute, accepted. And then she was rendering service to her. She was rendering service to her without requesting any payment, because she wanted to get her favor so that she can fulfill the desire of her husband. So, rendering service to her, and after a long period of time, the prostitute asked this lady that, what do you want? You've rendered me this service, cleaned the house, taken care of my needs. You've not been asking for anything. What do you want? She said, well, my husband would like to enjoy with you. And that's why I've come to you to render service, because we don't have money. So therefore, I'm doing this so that you can fulfill my husband's desire. And then She said, okay, you bring your husband here. You bring your husband here the next day. So the lady, she was very happy that this lady has agreed to enjoy with her husband. So the next day, before they come, this prostitute, she made a very elaborate dishes, preparations, food items, very, very delectable items that she made. And then she prepared utensils for eating, plates for eating. She prepared two types of utensils. One is of fine gold, golden utensils, and the other one is just plastic plates. So when the prostitute brought her husband to the house of the, no, not the prostitute, the lady, she brought her husband to the house of the prostitute. And then the prostitute had them sit at a table. Then she asked him that she has two sets of plates for eating. One is golden and one is plastics. Which one does she want? Which one will she want? What will they want? Does he want to eat on the golden plate or he want to eat on a plastic plate? He said, well, I want to eat on the golden plate, not on the plastic plate. I want to eat on the golden plate. So the pastor said, you see, this golden plate, this is like your wife. Her heart is like this fine gold. And this plastic plate, this is me. This is me, this plastics. So why will you choose a plastic when there is gold there? When there is gold. So in one sense, the prostitute wants to bring this man to his senses. That, you've had such a fine, devoted wife, and then you want to enjoy with a prostitute. So what is this? So in this way, the man, leper, he came to his senses. So in the Vedic scriptures, there is what we call pativrata. Pativrata means the vow. Normally, there is a vow at the time of marriage that both husband and wife, they took when they get married. So pativrata means the vow by which a woman has taken to follow the husband. So the woman followed this, take this vow that the husband must be followed in all circumstances. Just like we read in the Vedic scriptures, especially Mahabharata, how so many, many women, they took a vow to follow the husband. For example, Gandhari, when she was getting married to her husband, she knew that her husband was blind when she knew that she was getting married to Dhritarashtra. She knew that she was blind, but what she did, she said, okay, if my husband is blind, I'm going to follow him. So she covered her eye. She tied cloth around her eye so that also she would not see anything. So this is pativrata. A husband is followed in all circumstances. By the wife, by a chaste wife, a devoted wife. When Lord Krishna's wife, when they met Draupadi in Dwarka, not in Dwarka, in Kurukshetra, they met Draupadi in Kurukshetra, and all the Krishna's wife, Krishna had 16,108 wives, whereas Draupadi, she was married to five husbands. But it so happened that Draupadi, she was able to satisfy her husband, like anything. Whereas Krishna, 16,008 wives, they find it difficult to satisfy their husband Krishna. Why? Because in the middle of the night, Krishna will always be calling on the gopis. Gopi, 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 radhe, radhe. Krishna will always be calling on the gopis, so the wife of Krishna, they wonder, how come, don't we have enough? Why Krishna always calling on the gopis in the middle of the night? So they met Draupadi, and they asked her that, can you tell us, what is the secret? How are you able to satisfy your 5 husbands? And we, 16,000 of us, we are unable to satisfy our husband because he's always thinking of some other ladies. So, and then Draupadi started telling that, well, I will say to me, my husband, they are my life. Before they wake up, I wake up first before them. And then I only sleep only after they have sleeping at night. And of course, we know that Draupadi, she had Akshapatra, the plate, the pot, which was given to her by Sun God. In this pot, she prepare food for her husband, and she will not eat any food until she has eaten. And of course, that pot will can supply unlimited numbers of food. You can supply unlimited number of food to any numbers of people until she has eaten. So in this way, Draupadi was instructing Krishna's wife about what to do, you know, how to please a husband, how to follow a husband. That if a person, she said that the enemy of my husband, such a person is my enemy. So which means the husband's desire is her desire. No other desire. So this is what Lord Krishna is pointing out here. That yes, talking about Pativrata, it said that Pati, the word used here is Pati Sribi. That a devoted wife should never in any circumstance, you know, find fault or abandon the, you know, the husband. So he said, even though his husband may be sickly, may be sick, may have a bad character, is deformed, no wealth, he should never be abandoned, except if he's fallen. The word used is patati. Patati means unless he's falling, then he should never be abandoned. Now, we have to know what is the criteria for falling. What is the criteria for that? Now, according to the description used here in the purport, that the falling is the being sinful. Which means as long as a man is not sinful, then a wife should never abandon him. Should never go away from such a... As long as the man is not sinful. But if the man is sinful, then there may be a reason for the wife to go away from him. There may be a need for that. We see in the past times of Mahaprabhu, when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya invited Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for a meal. When he invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for a meal, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya prepared so many, many elaborate preparations for the Lord, for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then the Lord, you know, so many preparations, so the Lord ate them. But all of a sudden, Amoga came. Amoga was a son-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And Amoga came and they started criticizing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That just see, he's just eating so many, supposed to be a sannyasi, and he's eating so many food items. So, and then of course, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became very angry. He took a stick and was about to, he was want to beat him, but Amoga ran away. So Sarvabhauma, of course, was very, very remorseful, cursing himself that, what has happened? This fellow has come here and to destroy the whole arrangement. I invited the Lord here, and this fellow has come in criticizing the Lord. So, and then Sarvabhauma said, I want my daughter to become a sati. Actually, Sarvabhauma he wished Amoga dead. He said that this fellow, he's called himself Brahman, but he's a Brahman only. And so therefore, I want my daughter to no longer have any relation with this Amoga. Because according to the scriptures, if a husband is falling, that husband must be abandoned, must be rejected, according to the scriptures. So, now, there's a difference between falling and being weak. Sometimes a person may be weak in the process of spiritual life. So there's two different things to being weak. Let's say there's a problem in following the regulatory principles. Sometimes a person may fall down from maintaining the vows due to weakness of the heart. So that is not the same as being sinful. It's two different things. So which means, even though a man may have bad character, still the husband will, the wife will have no reason to abandon such a husband. So, and this is what Lord Krishna is pointing this out here to the gopis, that why will you run away from your husband? Your husband, they are devoted. Not just that, your husband, they are brajabasis, and they are full of good qualities. So how can you abandon them? How can you just run to the forest? Yeah. So this is what Krishna is telling the gopis, that you should go back to your husband. So now, of course, now you come to the situation here. Is that what Krishna actually wants? That the gopis should go back to their house from where they have come from? After all, he played the flute. He called them. He played the flute. And the only person who has Krishna's flute, it was in the middle of the night, he played the flute. And all the gopis, their senses immediately became awakened by hearing Krishna's flute. Their senses became awakened, and then whatever they were doing, whatever circumstances, they immediately ran to the forest to meet Krishna. And now they've gone to the forest to meet Krishna. Now Krishna is not telling them that you should go back. So, what does this mean in the Sanskrit word? That's what we call slish, slish salankara. Slish salankara means that you said something, but you have a different intention. Something you say, but something else is in your mind. So therefore, Krishna speak in a way, so that, just to give some kind of a test to the gopis. Now, Srila Narayana Bhat, this one great saint who was present about 400 years ago. So he had made a comment on this point. He had commented on this point of Krishna telling the gopis to go back to their husband because their husband have very good qualities. So he said, in your case, however, your husbands are not like this. He just putting in Krishna's word. He said, your husbands are not like this. They are well-behaved, favored, youthful, expert in work, disease-free, and rich in culture. Your husbands haven't fallen from dharma, so why would you reject them? So he's saying, the real meaning is this, even if the husband has those six faults, a virtuous woman should not give him up, much less if he has those six qualities. Now, talking of slash, slash means the real meaning of what Krishna is trying to say. Now, Krishna's real meaning is, I have those six qualities, plus I have another set of six qualities, the well-known sixfold opulence of godly might. So Krishna is saying that not only do I have all these qualities, but it's also I am the possessor of six opulence. You know, I'm the possessor of six opulence. Besides, I am the main husband because I am the ultimate protector. So who's the real husband? It's Krishna. Krishna is the real husband. I was able to dispel fear when there was a deluge over Braja and so on. So you have no reason to abandon me. That is, don't return to the village. So Krishna is not telling the gopis that don't return to the village. This is his real meaning. The subtle sense of the verse is this. Your husband committed a pataka, which means they committed a break of fence. Insofar as they quarrel with you in trying to prevent you from coming here. So they should be giving up. So the Christian meaning now saying that when you are trying to go out of your house, there's so much blockage was there. Your husband, they prevent you, your relative, they prevent you. So therefore, they've committed a great offense by them doing that. Not only that, your husband committed the Mahapataka, known as theft, by refusing to return you the wealth of my life to me. Because Krishna is the real husband, so therefore, this so-called husband, they should have immediately returned their so-called wife to Krishna. They should have immediately returned it because they know that actually this Krishna is the real husband. So therefore, my life to me, so I, the real husband, should not be abandoned by you. By you, women, who want to have a sight. So in other words, the gopis want Krishna to reveal his erotic nature. So therefore, it mentions here that Lokepsubhi, which means the attainment of the higher destination, the attainment, Lokepsubhi. So when Krishna was telling the gopis that by following proper dharma, in terms of following your husband, you will attain good destination in both this world and also in the next world. But essentially, Krishna is saying that by accepting me as your real husband, by not rejecting me, you will attain the topmost destination. And what is that topmost destination? Which means you will get to dance with me in the middle of the night. This is the preamble of the Maharas, the Ras Lila, that you get to dance with me. So this is a very, very instructive part, because this Ras Lila, as we said, that Ras Lila is a play of the Absolute. It's a love play between the Lord and his dear devotees. And this Ras Lila is not something that is open to the domain of all living entities. Just like you mentioned earlier, that the gopis, there are some gopis who were prevented from going out to be with Krishna at the middle of the night. And those gopis, they were prevented from going out, and then those gopis were meditating on Krishna's, during the course of that meditation, they're able to have a union with Krishna, and then they gave up their body while doing that. And then there are some other gopis who are called the Nitya gopis. So Yogamaya, why those gopis, while they were going to the forest to be with Krishna, Yogamaya actually created a duplicate form of those gopis. So by creating a duplicate form of the gopis, that duplicate form, the real form of the gopi, they are the one that is in the forest, and the duplicate form of the gopis, which is like the illusory form, fake form, that's still remain in the house of the gopas. That's still in their house. Whereas the real form is the one that got to the forest. And also mentioned that some gopis, apparently they said they have many children and all that. Actually, the real gopi of Krishna, they never have children. Normally they were taking care of the children orders, because there was never any union between those gopis and their so-called husband. The union is never there. The gopis belong to Krishna only. They don't belong to anyone else. They belong to Krishna. Because these are eternally liberated personality, the eternal beings. And as we read more into these chapters, especially when we start now, the gopis, they're going to start replying to Krishna very soon. They're going to start replying that whatever Krishna is saying, he's just pretending. That Krishna's real desire is to be with the gopis. So, and then in the following chapters, then there's going to be union, then there's going to be separation again. And then, so therefore, we're going to start going much deeper in these Rasalila descriptions, which contains in the five chapters called Rasa Panchadhyayi. Okay. So I'm going to stop here. Maybe let me make some comment, Prabhu. Some comments.
Difficult to understand the relationships that were taking place from the gopis and, you know, pure love for Krishna. But the beauty of our Krishna consciousness is introducing the Vedic culture. It's not based on mundane relationships like in the material world. The husband, he becomes Krishna conscious by hearing and chanting, and the wife becomes Krishna conscious by hearing and chanting. And they work together somehow to assist each other in the process of hearing and chanting and come to the higher understanding of, you know, what is this Vedic culture? Real Vedic culture is centered around hearing and chanting about Krishna, and that's perfect married life too, if you can somehow tolerate one another's, disqualifications, because we're all Kali Yuga products of, you know, born Shudras. But by the process of Vaidhi Bhakti, Sadhana Bhakti, all good qualities develop, and whatever ashram you're in, you can work it out. It's just a comment.
Okay. Yeah, it's a Krishna consciousness is a progression. Whereby we begin from Shravana Ketana, like that, hearing, chanting, and following the instruction of the spiritual masters. When we follow the instructions, we do bhajan according to the instruction of the guru, then we develop anatta nivritti. Anatta nivritti means the elimination of all the anattas. So from the anatta nivritti, then there is what we call ruchi. Ruchi means the taste. Because it's not that we are just chanting. We are chanting, but if there is no taste to our chanting, it's just something mechanical, then Krishna consciousness is not there. The taste has to come. Because it has to come whereby when we are chanting Krishna's name, we feel that Krishna is not different from his name. And the more taste we have, the more because reciprocation will supposed to be there. When you are chanting someone's name, you're chanting Krishna's name, then there's the bath that comes. You know, like, you know, shedding of tears, all these different symptoms that is come. But there has to be a taste for chanting. Not chanting all our devotional activities There has to be a taste for it. It's not that we are told to do something by the temple authorities and we start grudging. We do it grudgingly. That, oh, I'll do it anyway because the temple asked me to do it. But there has to be a taste for it, because the person who has a taste for devotional activities, everything becomes very ecstatic. Everything becomes very, very ecstatic in whatever one does. Everything becomes ecstatic. I know when we first join, there's ecstasy in what we are doing. We are enthusiastic in what we are doing when we first join, because Christian consciousness is a new thing. So therefore, it's very, very probably, But when time goes on, then we started losing it. We started losing it. There's no more taste in what we are doing. So how come that in the beginning we are very, very enthusiastic in our devotional activities, and after some times that enthusiasm is no more there? How come? Maybe Prabhu, you can say something about that. Prabhu, maybe you can say something about it. So in the beginning we are very enthusiastic, and after some time, I said in the beginning we are very enthusiastic in our devotional activities.
In the beginning we're very enthusiastic.
And then,
and at the end, we're not there, no more.
And then, as time goes on, that enthusiasm is no more there.
Okay, look forward to not being enthusiastic later on. No, you should be more enthusiastic as you get closer to Krishna.
Mainly because the Krishna factor is, Krishna factor is not there. We are not connecting with Krishna, so therefore the enthusiasm goes away. Because we are not everything we are doing, we are not connecting with Krishna, and then we start becoming fault finders. We start finding faults in everything. But that Krishna is real. To attain Krishna is real. Spiritual world is real. But whatever we are doing, so in order to understand this reality, the taste has to be there in everything that we are doing. The taste must be there, Ruchi. And then from Ruchi come Ashakti. Ashakti means attachment to Krishna. Like that, from Ruchi, Ashakti, then there's Bhava. So, any other question? Any other question or comments from anyone? And of course, I'm not always the best speaker when it comes to... That is some of my faults which I have. So that you have to forgive me for not being properly understood sometimes.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Somebody was putting the hand up at the back. Who's putting the hand at the back? You want to ask a question? Francel.
Thank you. Yes, Prabhu, he answered. I wanted to add something, that the holy name is the king of all education. They said in Chaitanya Charitamrita that all education is attained when we chant the holy name. It's glorified like that also.
Yeah. Is that a question or comment?
Yes, sir. My question was how to develop qualities and how to... be more educated, how to, but probably answer.
How to develop?
Qualities.
Qualities? Well, anyway, holy name is everything. By chanting, and then we have more taste. So basically, the best way is to chant without offenses. If you chant without offenses, then everything will come. That's the best way. Without offenses, and offenses mean we chant this every morning, the 10 offenses, not to criticize the devotees and all that. If we chant without the offenses, then the potency of the holy name will come to us if we chant without the offenses. The holy name potency, the potency of the holy name will come. Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. Gantrasmi Bhagavatam ki. Gopi Manandeh.